We all know out there when we talk about on I Got Issues Tuesdays, there are people out there that just aggravate the heck out of us. So be mindful of what's going on in your head and take a break. One place to take a really good break is Big Cedar Lodge in Branson, Missouri. I had the chance to talk with Matt McQuarrie yesterday. He's the director of sales and marketing there, and they are one of our VIP partners who has donated that $750 gift certificate that we're giving away in a couple of weeks. But Matt was talking about an upcoming golf tournament they have and other offerings out there, and I want to let you hear that right now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, but I'd be doing a lot better if I was hanging out at Big Cedar Lodge in Branson. How's things going there?
Good. It's a nice day for golf. It's a little hot, but it's sunny. So any day that's sunny is better than a rainy day at the golf course.
Well, I know a lot of duffers out there are very happy that the temperatures have gotten a little more moderate than it was a month or so ago, and they're looking forward to this fall.
Absolutely. Yeah, fall is actually probably our busiest time with the leaves changing. It's probably the prettiest time to be outside in the Ozarks, and that rings true for golf as well.
Now, I understand that your course down there is titled Payne's Valley Golf Course. Can we talk a little bit about the legend whom the course is named after?
Yeah, so Payne's Valley, obviously named after Ozarks golfing legend Payne Stewart from Springfield. The name kind of goes back to Johnny Morris, who's the owner of Bass Pro Shops and also is founder of a Big Cedar Lodge and associated with the golf course. But him and the Stewart family have a relationship going back historically. So when it was time to build this newest course, it was a pretty good and obvious selection to honor the Payne Stewart legacy in the Ozarks with the naming of the course after kind of our own native legend in Payne Stewart.
And then this golf course is pretty special because its designer is pretty well known too.
Right, yeah. The designer is a pretty well-known golfer himself. It's designed by Tiger Woods and his golf design architecture group called TGR Design. So the course opened in 2020, and it's kind of exploded the Ozarks golf scene since. It's there's not really a day goes by that not every tee time is sold out in that course, and I think that's kind of the combination of obviously the Tiger's name associated with it, but also just the golf course itself is pretty spectacular and over the top.
I also understand that there's a pretty remarkable honor that has been bestowed upon the course. The last time it saw this was back in 2015. Is that right?
So the award was the best new public course in North America, and it's the second time we've won this award. So we won it first in 2019 with Ozarks National, mm-hmm. and then we won that award again in 2020 when Payne's Valley opened. So it's kind of an award that... Oh, wow. New golf courses are up for, and for golf courses in Missouri to be nominated and then ultimately win such a large award is pretty special, because most of those times those awards are kind of at the bigger golf destinations in Florida and California and kind of more destinations known for golf. So to have two of the best new golf courses to open up in Missouri is quite a feat.
That is pretty prestigious. Wow. And then do you think that has anything to do with Big Cedar Lodge's Payne's Valley Golf Course being selected to host the 116th Missouri Amateur Championship?
I'm sure it helps the decision from the MGA. So the MGA is kind of the deciding body for where that tournament gets hosted, and they rotate it around the state, generally, the best golf courses that the state has to offer. And to be hosted again is pretty special, and for the first time at Payne's Valley is pretty unique too. So we've actually hosted this championship before, once in 2015 at Buffalo Ridge, another one of our 18-hole courses, and then we hosted it again at Ozarks National in 2020, and then we're going to host the Missouri Amateur Championship again next year in 2023. So once that's done, we'll have all three of our 18-hole courses to host our state's amateur championship.
That right there sounds like a lot of notoriety, Matt. And it's not just Payne who had a little notoriety as a golfer. Didn't someone else in his family have some notoriety as a golfer?
His brother was a big golfer too, but Payne was probably the most well-known one.
Oh, okay. Cool. And when is this championship that's going to be played next year?
It's going to be June 19th through the 25th.
Okay. And something like over 140 Missouri golfers are going to be participating in this?
Yep, they have to be amateurs. They'll have to qualify first, so it's not something you as simple just sign up to compete in. There are several qualifying sites all over the state, and then the top selections from those tournaments get the chance to play at Payne's Valley. Wow. So it's kind of a prestigious best of the best tournament of the amateurs in our state.
Well, not the first time that Bass Pro Shops Big Cedar Lodge has been put on the map, but now it's going to be put on the map again.
Exactly. Yeah, there's always something to show off, you know, in the Ozarks, and at Big Cedar Lodge, that's no exception. Between all the different golf courses, there's always something to promote and see and do here.
Wow. And I know that Big Cedar Lodge has many offerings, just not just its golf course.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the resort golf is kind of a late addition to the offering of Big Cedar Lodge. It really started as a lake destination, being on Table Rock Lake with marine activities, boating, fishing, water sports, all that fun stuff. But also between shooting at the Bass Pro Shop Shooting Academy, there's a 10,000-acre nature preserve at Dogwood Canyon with bison and longhorn steer and trout stock streams. There's Top of the Rock, which has its own Missouri Natural History Museum and a cave trail and cart tour that goes through the woods and goes through caves. I mean, there's so much to a Big Cedar. It's definitely not just golf. Golf's just another part of the overall picture of what Mr. Morris is trying to do with Big Cedar Lodge, and that's just getting people out and enjoying nature. And there's lots of ways to do that at Big Cedar.
Well, and we are very grateful and want to thank Big Cedar Lodge for being one of our VIP partners. And as part of that, Big Cedar gave AMI Radio Group a $750 gift certificate, which we were getting ready to give away in the third week of September, the third week of this month. Registration for that is being cut off on the 22nd of this month, and just a couple of days, or just a day from now. So anybody who wants to register for this gift certificate can go to kkowam.com, tap on the Free Gift Friday banner at the top. There's a registration page there, and that'll register you not just for gifts on Friday, but for the $750 gift certificate from Big Cedar Lodge. Matt, thanks again for taking the time and telling us all about this championship that's coming up and everything that Big Cedar has to offer.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Mac McQuarrie, Director of Sales and Marketing at Big Cedar Lodge. Thanks again, sir. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this message. Don't go away.